Good morning. So the past couple weeks, we've been hearing about the giving tree. Does anybody remember what we heard in the story the first week? What did the tree give the boy the first week? Oh, he did give him apples. That's right. And you took apples home. Is that right? Yeah. What else did you take home? What else did the tree give him? Leaves, that's right. And he played on the branches when he was a little boy, and he slept in the shade. And then he grew a little older, and what did he want when he got a little older? What did the tree give him apples for? What? That's right. And the tree gave the little boy apples to get money because he wanted money, right? Right? So the tree was very giving, right? So let's hear this week what about the boy and the tree.
But the boy stayed away for a long time, and the tree was sad. And one day, the boy came back, and the tree shook with joy. And she said, "Come, boy, climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and be happy." "I am too busy to climb trees," said the boy. "I want a house to keep me warm," he said. "I want a wife, and I want children, so I need a house. Can you give me a house?" "I have no house," said the tree. "The forest is my house, but you may cut off my branches and build a house, and then you will be happy." And so the boy cut off her branches and carried them away to build his house, and the tree was happy.
Wow. So what did the boy want this week? Did you hear? He wanted branches to build a house. That's right, so the tree gave him branches. So this week, to add to your own giving tree, you each get to have some branches. All right? Can you all pass them around? You want to come up and get some? Here, pass them back. Pass them around. Here, pass them over. There. Yeah, go ahead and get one. There you go. Who still needs one? Got one? All right. All right. Can everybody pray with me? Hold on. Sorry. All right. Let's pray. Dear Lord, please help us to remember how kind and giving the tree is and how you have given so much to us, and help us to remember to be good servants and givers to everyone and to follow in your way. And Lord, thank you for all of the services and the giving that you have given to us, and ultimately the greatest service, giving your son Jesus Christ for our sins. Amen. Have a great day.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as I read the scriptures for today, let everyone present here listen carefully to your word. Then, Lord, please guide us outside these walls to deliver this message and to do the good works that are expected of us in your sight. Please, Lord, give us the strength so that our hearts will be good soil for this world. In Jesus' name, amen. The first reading is from the sixth chapter of Micah, beginning with the sixth verse. "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at the right hand, "Come, you are the blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it when we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, you are all members of my family. You did it to me." Then he will say to those at the left hand, "You are the accursed. Depart from me into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that I saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." The Gospel of the Lord.
You may be seated. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our gospel text from Matthew 25, verses 31 and following, is one that has guided me on my faith journey. The text about the goat and the sheep and separating them and doing to the least of these as you would have done to Jesus has guided me into homeless ministry. And it really has shaped my life. And for that reason, this morning, we're going to do a little reenactment of this text. So we're going to divide the sanctuary in half. Everybody on this half, on my right, because I get to be Jesus. You're the sheep, right down the middle there. And everybody over here, you're the goats. That's right. That's right. You know, I didn't separate y'all. I don't have that kind of power, but I didn't weed you out. Just happened to be where you're sitting today. Sorry. And you each have you all have the same line. When, Lord, did we see you like that? When, Lord, did we see you like that? So sheep, I'll tell you when your line comes. You sheep are going to inherit the kingdom of God because I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you came and cared for me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Your line, when, Lord, did I see you like that? The least, when you did it to the least of these, you did it to me also. You indeed will inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, goats. When I was hungry, you did not feed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. When I was a stranger, you did not welcome me. When I was sick, you did not care for me. And when I was in prison, you did not come to visit me. When, Lord, did I see you like that? When you did not do it to one of the least of these, then you did not do it to me. There's a fiery furnace prepared for you with the devil and all his angels. Sorry, goats. I submit to you that you have the same lines. The only fault is one of you didn't recognize Jesus in the least of these. And I submit to you this morning, the only reason that is that somehow these sheep knew that God loved them. And somehow these poor goats did not. Somehow these sheep knew the amazing love of God. Even though we're talking about the judgment of the Gentiles who probably hadn't heard God's amazing love for them, somehow they still knew it. Maybe through someone else's care, maybe a parental person who cared for them. Somehow they knew, somehow at a deep level, God's love for them. And the goats did not. And the interesting about actual literal goats and sheep, goats do not follow. Sheep do. Sheep follow because they trust the shepherd. They have come to know that the shepherd is trustworthy. The goats have no idea and are off on their own doing their own thing. So sheep, what I dare say to you today is that you know this intimate and loving God, and you've come to know this intimate and loving God through very intimate acts of care that this God has given you. Our sacraments here in the Lutheran Church are intimate signs of God's care and love for you sheep. And I think that's one way you've come to know God loves you so much, because God washes you. What an intimate act when you take the time to care for somebody and wash them. That's what God does here in baptism for us, washing us clean. What God does here for us at the table is actually feed us. What another intimate act of care and love for us, feeding us exactly what we need. Yes, sheep, somehow you've come to know that God loves you and you are able to follow. And the poor goats, for some reason, didn't get that message. So it becomes incumbent upon us, sheep, who know God's amazing love, to go and let these goats know. Oh my gosh. God loves you. God wants the best for you. God doesn't want you to burn in a fiery furnace. It's then incumbent upon all of us sheep who know to go out and preach to those goats. More than preach, show them God's mercy and love and grace indeed. Because in Micah 6:6-8, which is our Old Testament lesson today, the question is posed. The last verse there, verse 8. What does God require of us? God requires us to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. And God requires that of us, not first, but after God has already loved us. That's a requirement that is in response, in loving response to a God who says, I love you. And in response, I want you to go love others, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. What does that look like? What does justice really look like in our world? Justice looks like right relationship. Are you doing justice in your own family? Are you in right relationship with your children? Are you in right relationship with your spouse? Are you in right relationship with your parents? If you are, you're doing justice right there in your own family, and if you're not, you need to start. What does justice look like in the larger community here in Winchester? It means caring for those who are the least of these. It means hosting Watts. It means providing food and other items to CCAP. It means reaching out through Habitat for Humanity and helping those who are the least of these to build homes. What does doing justice look like in the larger world? Today we're talking all about malaria. We have the opportunity to buy $10 nets so children, largely children, will not be infected by malaria and perhaps die of it. That's something we can do globally right now, here, today, this morning, for our global community and do justice. What does it look like to love kindness, which is what Micah also says is required by our God? It's those things we just talked about in our Matthew text. It is to go out and to feed those who are hungry. It's to give drink to those who are thirsty, to clothe those who are naked. It is to care for one another and to be in right relationship with your family, with the world, with everyone around you. And what does it look like to walk humbly with your God? Often it looks like prayer. Letting God lead you like a sheep and listening for God's word to you about how to do justice, kindness. But indeed, if I could wave a magic wand, you would not all become sheep. You would actually all become goats. Because truth be told, we're all goats at some point. We all have goatness in us. We don't want to follow that shepherd. We know better. We know our own way. We know where we're going to go find food. We know what we want to do. But the beauty of all being goats is, you know what? At the same time, I wave a magic wand, and you are all sheep. Because we are goats at the same time, and we are sheep. And you know what God sees us? God sees us as sheep. God clothes us in sheepskin all the time. And that's how God sees us, is as beautiful, beautiful sheep. And God, when God says God requires us to do justice and love kindness and walk humbly with our God, God doesn't require anything of us that God hasn't already done. Because what Jesus has done, Jesus says to you this morning, Jesus says, I saw you hungry and I gave you my body to eat. Jesus says to you this morning, I saw you thirsty and I gave you my blood to drink. Jesus says this morning, I saw you a stranger and I opened my arms wide open and I called you beloved child. Jesus says, I saw you naked and I gave you beautiful white clothing of righteousness to wear as your own in baptism. Jesus says, I saw you sick and I healed you. Not always physically, but I healed you. Emotionally, mentally, and often physically. And Jesus says, this morning, I saw you in prison, whether it's the prison of your own emotions, your own addictions. And Jesus says, I set you free. Because God loved us first, we can dare to do justice and love kindness and walk humbly with our God so that we, like sheep, might inherit and rejoice in the kingdom of God. Amen.